WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Like music, poetry has rhythm. Linguist Jeffrey Nunberg has been amusing himself lately by bringing the two arts together.
I never fully appreciated the art of setting poetry to music until about 10 years ago, when a bunch of us linguists cooked up the game of settings. The object was to find a popular song to which you could set the words of a well-known poem. The more ludicrous the match, the better. The original impetus for the game was the poet John Chardy's inspired observation that Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening could be set perfectly to the tune of Hernando's Hideaway from Damn Yankees. You'll have to bear with me a little here. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening isn't too hard to find settings for, since it's written in iambic tetrameter, which happens to be the rhythm of a number of songs, ta-tum, 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 ta-tum. Another meter that works pretty well is trochaic tetrameter, tum-ta, 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 as in Longfellow's Hiawatha, or in Tennyson's Locksley Hall, which begins with, Comrades, leave me here a little while as yet tis early morn. You can set this one to the Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth, if you like. Comrades, leave me here a little while as yet tis early morn. Leave me here, and when you want me, sound upon the bugle horn. But that's sort of cheating, since the Ode to Joy was originally the setting of a poem by Schiller anyway. Besides, if you're looking for something a little more up-tempo, you could try My Darling Clementine. Comrades, leave me here a little while as yet tis early morn. Leave me here, and when you want me, sound upon the bugle horn. But the real challenge of the game is to find settings for iambic pentameter, ta-tum, 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 as in everything, but take, for example, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou. It is by far the most common meter in English poetry, and yet there are precious few popular songs that have that beat. There's an obvious reason, with the odd exception like Dave Brubeck, few popular musicians have played around much with lines that have five stresses. But that makes it all the more satisfying when you do stumble on a song that works as iambic pentameter. That Old Black Magic is one, and another is the Clover's Love Potion number 9. A book of verses underneath the bough, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou, and so on. But by far the happiest of happenstance settings for iambic pentameter is that old standby Finiculi Finicula. In fact, the tune seems ready-made for Hamlet's soliloquy on suicide. To be or not to be, that is the question, Finiculi Finicula. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer, Finiculi Finicula, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and so on. As it happens, there aren't many serious musical settings of English iambic pentameter either. But by way of compensation for the last few minutes, let me leave you with John Dowland's 1612 setting of John Lyly's lines, My Heart and Tongue Were Twins at Once Conceived, as performed by Emma Kirkby and the Consort of Music on a 1980 Decca recording.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.